We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. The Gemara just finished saying that Shmuel holds, and that's if we paskin like Shmuel, that you're allowed to put the tefillin. You want to protect the tefillin from ganavim. You're allowed to put the tefillin under your head. Under your head, you're allowed to put your tefillin. Not under your legs, but under your head, you're allowed to put your tefillin. And vafilu ishta ima, even if your wife is with you, you're allowed to put the tefillin under your head. Zok the Gemara vaheichem anachlu. Where do you put it? Rav Yirmiya ben kar lekesas. You put it between the pillow and the sheet. Shaloi keneged roishon. Basically, between the pillow and the mattress. Shaloi keneged roishon, but not directly under your head. It could be under the pillow. A pillow is usually larger than a person's head. You put it under the pillow, but not mamish under his head, but a little bit to the side. Freiti marakasha v'atani Reb Chiya menichem bekoyva tachas marashaysav. And Rashi learns mekayva means in its pouch, in its tefillin pouch. You put it in a tefillin pouch under your head, so it sounds like directly under your head. Zok the Gemara, the mapik le'lemay rosha, the koyva lebar. In the pouch has a bulge where the batim are sitting, so the bulge is to the outside. Maybe part of the tefillin bag is under your pillow, under your head, but the rest of it is out a little bit, not under your head, because you can't put the tefillin directly under your head and lie on it. That's already a bazoyin. Bar kapara tzayilu bekiltso umafik l'mershein lebar. Bar kapara, in those days they had a lot of times canopy beds, and he used to wrap the tefillin in the canopy, but let the bulge be towards the outside of the bed, not towards the inside of the bed. All these things are more covered for the tefillin, that the less bizarre, you want to have it right near your head because you're worried about ganavim, but it's much more covered to have it not mamash directly on the head, not directly by the bed. By Rav Ashi, Rav Idi, Marok Lo Ashar Shifa, he used to put it on the bench next to his bed, a par sudra, and cover it with a suda. And all these haterim, ifilu ishtaimai, kamavuya betaisvis, that this is called a kli besoich, kli over here, because it has two covers. It has a cover, first of all, the pouch of the tefillin, and second of all, it has either the kilsa or the sudra. It's covered by another cover. And the loch is, tashu shamit is only mutter in front of the tefillin if it's covered with two coverings. So here, the kelim had two coverings, and therefore was mutter to be there. Omer Rav Amnuna Reid Rav Yosef Zimna Chodah VeKamina Kamei De Rava. I was one time in front of Rava, and Rava asked me to go get his tefillin for him. VaOmer Ali Zil Aisili Tefillin, bring me the tefillin. VaShkechisnu Ben Kar LeKesses. I found it under his pillow. You know, under his pillow, between the pillow and the mattress. Shaloi Keneged Roishoy, and it wasn't mamish connected his head. VaHavi Adana, I knew the Yom Tefila Hoya. Hava, and Rashi learns it means that he knew that his wife went to the mikveh the night before, and therefore was leil tashmish, and therefore, and you see, still he had his tefillin with him under his pillow. Ulag mura halacha lemaisa da'avad. He was teaching us halacha lemaisa that we passing like Shmuel, who holds afilu ishta imay, even if ishta imay is still mutter to have your tefillin with you. That's one pshat to learn what he means. Yedaliyam tefila hava. That's what Rashi learns. What's a little bit interesting about this pshat is that how did they know if his wife went to the mikvah? So the Beyayna has different pshat. He says that they knew that he was tovel for his carry that day, and therefore he knew that he was mishamish the night before. That's what Beyayna learns. A little bit different. But in any case, we pass it like Shmuel, that fila ishtima, you can bring your tefillin with you. Of course, it has to be kli b'seich kli, and it should not be directly under your head. It could be between the pillow and the mattress, but not directly under your head. Vayim ne Rav Yosef, v'rei de Rav Nechunyam, Rav Yehuda. Shnayim shiyashayne b'mita achas. Now we're going to the sugya of saying kriya shema, kenegra erva, and other dinim that negeya that. In those days, the people, they slept without clothing. They didn't have any clothing on. And we're talking about here two men who are sleeping in the same bed without any clothing. And it reaches van Kriya Shema. Let's say we're going to Kudamani, we have to say van Eitz Chama, and they have to say Shema. Are they allowed to say Shema if they're both in the same bed without clothing, touching each other? That's the question. So Rashi speaks out, if they'll be facing each other, then it would be a problem. Because then the ervas would be touching, and that's for sure a problem to say Kriya Shema. Here, they're not, the varied hashvas are not touching each other, they're just back to back, and that's the shaila, if you could, if the problem of her, could you say Shema in such a case? That's the shaila that Rav Yosef asked Rav Yehuda. Amalei, hachi am Shmuel afil ishta imay. Shmuel said that you're allowed to say Shema even ishta imay. You're allowed to say Shema even ishta imay. Again, only dafka back to back. But and then you can say ishta imay, you can even say kriya Shema. So kavachaymer for two strangers that are two men. So of course you can say kriya Shema. That's what Rav Yehuda wanted a taina. Maskla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked that this is not a kavachaymer. Ishtoi v'lo yibayacha. You're telling me that ishtoi is muta, then a poshet acher muta. Ad rabba. Ishtoi kegufoi. Acha laf gufoi. Ishtoi is better because ishtoi is rogel v'kach, and therefore there's no shayla of her if they're back to back. There's no shayla of her because ishtoi kegufoi. But if someone else is laf kegufoi, there is more of a chash. Again, but even ishtoi gufoi, if they're facing each other, that's a problem because there it's more a problem. Lo year of erva zdova, and that's a shayla of erva. It comes out in Kriya Shema, things more like this in Shulchan Harav and Arachayim, that there's two dinim with the Kriya Shema. One's a problem of her that they can't concentrate on Shema because of chashash of her, and the other one is that it's lo year of erva zdova. So if the ervas are touching, that's lo year of erva zdova. But if it's back to back, was not a shayla of erva. We'll see soon about that. Then it's only a shal of her. So Rav Yosef is tiny and good ishtoi may be mutter. Shmuel saying ishtoi is mutter. But that's because no her, because ishtoi gufa, he's ragel b'kach. But someone else might be a problem, a laf gufa. So don't bring me a raya from there. Meisvei. So we have here, basically, the Gemara is coming out, Shikl Machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel holds that they're both mutter, kavachem from ishtoi. Rav Yosef holds no, only ishtoi is mutter, but not acher. Two people, not a husband and wife. Two people were sleeping in a mita. This one turns face this way. I just want to speak out before next we'll start meisvei again. Is that so good? They're back to back, whatever it is, but not wearing clothing. What happened to the seeing the own erva? So the teretz is they have a cover, and the cover is till the neck. So Frank Tyson is not a kasha, but Liberoy is erva. If the heart can see the erva is a problem. So we'll see the Gemara on Beis will talk about that. The woman, the Amal, has no problem, Liberoy is erva. Or he has a stickle of belt just to protect the lave and the erva. So that's not a problem here. And that's why we're not handling a problem of really Roy is erva or Liberoy is erva. Either way, it's not a problem because they have a cover on. Meisvei, again, we had a Mechlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Now we're going to see a Meisvei on this. Meisvei. One brisa says, two who are sleeping in the same bed, you could say Shema. This sounds like Rav Yehuda, who brought right from Shmuel. V'tanya achriti, another brisa says, Yashav mita ubanav bnei beisa v'tzida, he has his children or bnei beisa next to him. Hareze lo yikri kriya Shema. You can't say Kriya Shema. You can't hoysa talas mafsekes b'neim, unless you have a talas between you. V'mhoyu bonav b'beisik tanim, if they're ktanim, then it's mut. So we have a stira of brisa. The first brisa says that the latter says Shema, the machs upon of v'kairi, and the other brisa says no. Bishlam l'Rav Yosef loikash, it's not shver. Ha b'ishtoi, ha b'acha. One's talking about ishtoi, and that's where it's mutter. We'll say the shnayim mishiyosh mishem mita will mean ishtoi, and that'll be mutter. And the second brayso that says bonav ebeisa, where it's also is acher. So fear of Yosef, who is mechalik between isha and other people because of ishtoi ufoi, so it's very good. Elo Shmuel, but if Shmuel holds that it's a kavachaymer one to another one, kasha tshver stirim brayses. Omloch Shmuel Rav Yosef, omloch minicha. Why Rav Yosef minicha? The few why is it better? Vatanya, we learned in a brayso. Hoyosham b'mita, and Avigur says Hoyosham mita, banav beisav mita leyukar kriya shma. Elmkin hoyse talisa mafsekes b'neim. So it's a pasha third brisa, and Rashi says and b'nei beisav means ishtoi. So you see that even by ishtoi leyukar kriya shma. So fear beisav minicha. So you have to speak out taisus here. That's a few kashas here. First of all, we said before b'nei beisav. You don't bring another brisa. And also, you never call a wife b'nei beisav. That's what Rashi says. You don't call a wife b'nei beisav. I know by a lot of people these days, the chassidim they call b'nei beisav, but Tosfos says you don't call le'eshchan ishto mikra b'nei beisav. Tosfos. Al kaponim, what? I know, I guess b'nei beisav you don't call. B'nei beisav. B'nei beisav you don't call. Not the b'nei beisav. It's Beisa. Beisa. It's the ganze store, but not just not the kids. So, but anyway, Tosis says, that was why he's bringing a third brisa. It says, no, Akasha. So Tosis answers that it means he had a third brisa. He said, Klar Ishtoi. That was the Akasha. Tanya Ishtoi. You know, Ishmitoi. Ishtoi mitoli Krishma. So it's a stira. Elamai Sachameme. Ishtoi Beisa Tanoi. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. So me also, the Dinami Tanoi. Me also, the two brises that have a stira about Shnayim is also Tanoi. And don't ask me a Akasha from there. That's to write Shnayim is different than Ishtoi. No, the dinami tanoihi. If me is machlekes is tanoim also. So it comes out, that's the shaila over here, if it's a machlekes is tanoim or not. He holds it is machlekes is tanoim. That Shmuel holds it is machlekes is tanoim. Like upon him, we have maybe machlekes is tanoim by both, if Ishtoi ima is mutter, and if Shnayim, Shiyoshim together in Mita are mutter. We'll see later on in the Gemara, maybe if we pass, the Gemara's not going to come out if we pass on the Maisa, how we pass on. Amamak. It says that Zemach, this is talking about Zemach by Ishtoi, it says it's Mutter. It says, let's say by Ishtoi is Mutter, or by Cherim that's Mutter. It says Zemach the Pana V'Kayri, Kriyishma. Each could turn around and say Kriyishma. Why? We're saying that this man holds no problem of her, but there's no problem of Erva, because Erva L'Kuli Alma is a problem. Right, the Gemara, the Ika, Gavois. The Shaila is the back, is that called the Erva also? So it's Mechari, there's the Erva of Agavois. Zok, the Gemara, Messiah le Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, Agavois ain't behem Meshum Erva. So right, Rav Huna holds that Agavois don't have a problem of Erva. Leime Messiah le Rav Huna. Let's bring a right, Rav Huna has no problem of Erva. There's a Mishnah in Chala that says, Ha'isha Mesechtas Chala, this is. Ha'isha is Sheves, Ve'koitzela Chala Sa'aruma. She is making challah, she wants to be mafresh challah, but she's aruma, she has no clothing. Now I'll make a bracha without clothing, so what do you do? So the halacha is, she is allowed to take challah. And why? I lo yira b'cha ervas dava, which means that you're not allowed to be, your erva is not allowed to be megula while you make a bracha. There's an issa to make a erva, bracha while your erva is megula. So it says, v'shecholah l'chasa is panah b'karka. Because she could cover her erva in the karka. When she's sitting down, automatically her erva is covered. So she's sitting down, there's no erva. Avaloya ish. Ish, if he sits down the way ish is made, the way he's created, Hashem created him, it will not help sitting down. His erva will still be a megula if he's sitting down. So it will not help. But ish could sit down and cover her erva. But the ish can't. So what do you see? It's right there, Avuna. What happened to Agavis? Agavis are not covered. So you see, Agavis is not an erva. So it's a riot, Rav Huna. So tomorrow, no, it's not a riot, Rav Huna. Why? Because you could be sitting like in deep sand. Tirgum Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, which Panel Toiches Mekarka was deep in the sand, and still by Ish, it's not enough. But it's still for Agavos, you only need a few inches of sand, and you can be covered. And you're covered by that way, and therefore it's possible to be mafresh challah without a shaila of yira b'cha ervas dava. Just to speak out that here, l'chayri, it was like a bracha standing up, brichas hamitzvahs. So the Magen Avraham asks the kasha, you have to stand, how do you make a brichas mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham, because challah is nishke mitzvah. But all the gra and others argue very starkly that avada challah is a mitzvah. And here, the reason why you're not standing is because she's a rumah, she's no choice. That's why she's allowed to sit and say the bracha. Omamar. And why one of a bnei beisoy ketanim?
What? What do you mean when it says
called? Oh, yeah, just you make it like a tavel. You make something, you're fixing something up in the time mitzvah. Just making a nice tavel. That's all. That's what it means. Amamar, my one of a bnei beisoy ketanim. It said in the brisa that if the children are ketanim, then it's mutter to be in the same bed even without any clothing. Again, as long as they're back to back. V'ad kama, what age? Amar Chista tinoikis b'ashal shom v'yamecher already is aser, a 3-year-old, because she's royal to be already. But tinoik ben teshon v'yamecher also a boy that's 9 years old, also royal to be also will be a problem already of being the same bed. That's one pshat. And ikad amri tinoikis b'asir alav shana v'yamecher, 11-year-old girl is already a problem, but the 3-year-old is not. Till 11 is not a problem. 11 and on is a problem. A tinoik and a boy ben shteim b'ashana v'yamecher only after 12 years old. Dr. Gemara and Idi v'Idi, and even more, these two, Tereikas and Antinuk, only Akadei Shadayim Nechoyim V'Sarayach Tzameach. It's not up to age, they also have to be developed a little bit, that the Isha has Rei Shadayim and the boy already has Cyrus, then already it's called a shtickle, a problem of her. But under that, it's Mutter. Omer Kana Rashi, so that, like, those times we passed like the second Mandiyama. Shaz, how are you passing like I before with Acherim and Ishtoi? Only have kind of Ashi. Hosam Amar Rava, we said on yesterday's daf, Lagabi Shmuel holds that you let it have tefillin with you under your head, even Ishtoi Imai. Hosam Amar Rava, after Gabi, two of the Shmuel, the Shmuel, Hokamai, the passing like Shmuel here, it says, Afilu Ishtoi Imai is mutter to say Shema in the same bed without clothing. On Malay, what do you mean? Because we're passing one Shmuel, we're passing another Shmuel. On the Kula Bechad, the Machta Machtinu, you think we've sewed in the same. In the same piece of clothing, same piece of cloth. If it said alach Shmuel, good. If not, not. Don't bring it one riot to another one. Omli Rav Mali Rav Papa. Let's say Sar Yoytze Bevigdoi. If Sar of a man from Oysa Mokim is coming through his beggar, he has a hole in his beggar, it's coming out of his beggar, could he say Shema? Mau. Could he say Shema? Is that Kenegat Erva or not? So tomorrow, no. Karale Sar Sar. What's Sar? Sar is nothing. Sar is not called Erva. Om Rav Yitzchak. Now I'm talking about Isha Erva. Last day Shema from different Ervas of Isha. Om Rav Yitzchak. Tefach be Isha Erva. Any Tefach Magula of Isha is Erva. What type of Tefach be Isha? Anything that's usually in that Makkim covered. If it's not covered, then it's an Erva. Zokting Mar Lamai. Ilim Lestukulu Ube. If it means to look at it. Mam Rav Sheshes. Loma Mona Akosha Tachshishim Shevachosim Tachshishim Shevachim. Why is the Pasuk enumerate the different type of tachshitim of jewelry, some of them that are inside jewelry that are covered and some uncovered. It says in the pasuk, et sadav v'tzomer tabas ogel v'chumas. Et sadav v'tzomer, these are things that are bracelets and necklaces. And it says kumas is something they put connected to Oysa Mokim. It was a type of like ring that they put connected to Oysa Mokim. So why does the Torah put both tachshitim jewelry is all together in the same pasuk. Lama mona akosha tashishim v'chosim tashishim v'fnim. Loi malach, teaching you, kama stakel be'etzba ketana shal isha, anyone who stares at a small pinky of an isha, ki ilu mistakel makam atayrif, is the same exact isser, like looking at the most chamerdiga place of an isha, makam atayrif. So you're not allowed to be mistakel, you have to tell me, tefach be'isha erva, there's no, every place of an isha is erva. Every place, any looking at an isha is erva. Not tafka tefach, not tafka magula, anything. So what does it mean, tefach isha erva? Elav ishtoi v'kriyashma. So talking about ishtoi and kriyashma. Even though your own wife, you're allowed to look at your own wife. Still, if it's tefach magula of your own wife, what's usually covered, it's a problem to say kriyashma keneged it. It's a problem to say kriyashma keneged it. That means if a tefach over here is uncovered, you're not allowed to say kriyashma keneged it. And I'll say Krishna, that's even though you're allowed to look at your wife if she's not a nida, still, the halach is that like have a Krishna, it's still a problem to say Krishna. Omar Rav Chista, Shaykh Be'isha Erva. The Shaykh of a woman is Erva, Shinemar. God will say in a second what Shaykh is. Shinemar, Goli Shaykh Avri Naharis, V'chsiv, Togala Varschava, Gam Tiracha Pasacha. So the Pasuk says a Shaykh, and after the Pasuk calls it a Togala Varschava, it's called the Erva. So you see a Shaykh is an Erva. So let's speak out two things. First of all, what's an agea? What?
You just said that even a pinky is.
Right, even a pinky, that's for steering in it. So here, Shaykh Be'isha Erva, it's a good question. So Rashi says, Lestakel and also the Gavri Kriyashma. So the question is, Vasep is a Shaykh. Anything is like that. So first of all, let's speak what a Shaykh is. So it's a Machlaikis, really. The Prima Goddam and the Mishabur brings down Prima Malacha. Shaykh is above the knee. That's called a Shaykh. But according to the Chazanish, the Shaykh is under the knee. Now, Rashi says the shail of Shaykh Erva is the gabi lehistakel. So the question is, you're not mistakel on anything. So the teretz is that the tzlach says is that usually this is only to steer at it. But just for a second to see it, that is no iser. But that's only by other places. But the Shaykh, even let's look at it for a second, is aser. That would be the shail of Shaykh. Now, the Gavir the Shaila of Kriyashma, what's in the Geya? Any Tefach Be'isha that's supposed to be covered is. Any Tefach Megula can't say Kriyashma. So, what's up with Shaykh? So, the Zokter is Shamar Shainim here that the Shaykh is something that usually gets uncovered. And therefore, you would think that's called Makam Megula. Kamash V'Lon, know that even though it usually gets sometimes gets uncovered, you're still not allowed to say Shema Kenegret. And this is a Raya to the Chazanish that we're talking about below the knee. Because above the knee is not something that usually becomes Megula. So that's one of the riots But you could learn that, like that means above the knee. You could learn like that. Or, what do you learn if you do? If you learn it's above the knee, what's the pshat then? Every tefach megillah is asr. Teretz is that even less than a tefach of a shayk could be asr to say Shema Kenegadet. Even less than a tefach of a shayk is. But one thing is for sure, above the knee, the shayk, it's for kuli alma erva. So therefore, that's the reason why the post can say you should have a skirt below the knee is because any way they sit or walk, it should not go above the knee. Because above the knee, lekuli alma ma'ida, there's no chalkim, that it's an erva. So anyone who does not cover the knee is over on issa erva. It's like walking out with anything worse than that. The same thing, same issa, shoik be'isha erva, and the zich above the knee. According to Chazashim, below the knee. But above the knee, lekuli alma ma'ida, it is an erva. Omer Shmuel, kol be'isha erva, shenema. The Ritva speaks out, Dafka means singing voice, not Stam Kol B'Isha. There is some very few Rishayim learn Kol B'Isha, and it means any Kol B'Isha, but according to Pasha Pshat, it means singing voice of Isha's Erva. Because if it's praising her voice, it means that it's something special, and that's what makes it into Erva. Amrav Sheisha, same thing with the hair. Sar B'Isha Erva. Shinama Sa'orech Ke'eda Izim. It praises her hair. That's showing us that it has a din of Erva.